This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Thursday. Not just any Thursday. It's a Thursday Thanksgiving feast. Yes, Traeger grills are fired up. We won't be working on Thanksgiving next week, so I thought, let's bring Thanksgiving to America a week early. Yes, we have smoked turkey, we have mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, stuffing, mac and cheese, German spatzel. We also have cranberry sauce, pecan pie, and blueberry pie. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Did we find out what German spatzel or spätzle is? Picture Day Ray's
Spätzle.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Ray's mom made this. Picture Day Ray. And he said that she was very excited to make something for this meal. You spell it.
Very thoughtful.
I think S-P-A-E-T-Z-L-E. Yes, Paulie?
Like a, it's like kind of a goulashy type food, noodles, gravy, spätzle.
Mm, I thought it was dessert.
I think there's an umlaut over the A, if I recall.
Okay. Tyler didn't put in the umlaut. Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Paul Feinbaum, oh, he is fired up about Michigan football. Be hearing tomorrow. Take advantage of Dan's deals. They are live and ready to go at danpatrick.com. We partner with some really great brands to give you products that we love. All deals 50 to 60% off at least. You're going to want to take advantage of this. Get your holiday shopping done in one stop there. It's today and tomorrow. That's it. But there's great items there if you go to danpatrick.com.
Awesome items.
877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Bengals at the Ravens tonight. The Bengals are getting 3.5. Joe Burrow's thrown at least 2 touchdown passes in the last 5 games, each of the last 5 games. Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins have same streak. Kirk Cousins done for the year, obviously, but that's 5 games with at least 2 touchdown passes. Now, here's something to factor in. Since the start of last season, the Ravens have blown 3 leads of 15 or more points. That's tied with the Raiders for most blown leads of losses of 15 or more points over that span.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. All right, do we have a new poll question for the final hour of this program, Seton?
Yeah, let me update you, Dan, on what people really care about, their family or football.
Okay.
This time of year, more of the priority, football is absolutely crushing 2-1.
Okay.
People care much more about their football than they do their family.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
And now we're just putting up there a James Madison poll question. Should the NCAA allow James Madison to play in bowl games this year?
Okay. We'll talk to Feinbaum about this. College game day will be at James Madison. They host Appalachian State coming up this weekend. I don't know if this is a rallying cry. Ron Washington is the new Angels manager, and he had his introductory press conference, and he had this to say about his hopes for the Angels this next season.
Once we get things together and we get these guys together in spring training and start to work, our whole focus is going to be to run the West down. And you can take that to the bank and deposit it.
Okay.
Dang, and deposit it.
Oh, wow.
With interest.
I do you dream a little bigger? Do you say, we're going after the World Series. We're going to run down the World Series. He's running down the West. Are you running down the West with or without Shohei Ohtani, Skip? Can you run down the West without Shohei Ohtani? Yes, Marvin.
But, hey, the World Series champions are where? In the AL West. So you run them down? You can run down the entire MLB.
All right.
Let's go, Ron.
Somebody put out speculation that Shohei Ohtani is going to end up in the National League West. And I guess you could look at the Dodgers or maybe the Giants.
Rockies.
I guess the Rockies. You know. But also, do you want him? Yeah. I mean, he's familiar with the American League. Does, and I know there's, you know, interleague play, but if you're Ohtani, how's that ballpark in San Francisco? Now, he does hit him so far, I guess it doesn't matter. It certainly didn't hurt Bonds there. The Dodgers. See, the Giants have been trying to make that splash. Aaron Judge, Carlos Correa, they're willing to spend $300. Are they willing to spend $500 on Shohei Ohtani or $450 on Shohei Ohtani? And that's the team that I thought. I thought Seattle would be sneaky, and I thought San Francisco would be two teams there. But, you know, we haven't really heard anything from anybody about this. It's just people are getting kind of itchy, like, hey, we haven't talked about Ohtani in a while. Let's speculate. Yes, Paul.
I think about Ohtani way too much going back to last season about his situation because it's so unique. If you were an owner of a team that was getting ready to spend, let's say, $400 million on him for 10 years, would you want him to keep pursuing pitching or try to discourage him from pursuing pitching?
Well, he's not going to sign with you unless he gets to do what he wants to do.
But if he decides to pursue pitching, you may lose him as a hitter for another season or may make him a hitter with a health issue.
But he's able to hit next year. He just can't pitch, correct?
Yeah. That's so they say they're going to manage his injury.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, you have Tommy John surgery, but that's not going to affect him when he hits?
The way they described the jersey, surgery, they didn't describe it as Tommy John surgery. They said it was a procedure that would allow him to continue hitting. Okay. It's very vague.
All right. Well, all I know is if Aaron Rodgers gets involved in this, then Shohei Ohtani can probably pitch opening day. Yes, yes, Eden.
So he's that much more valuable as a hitter than as a pitcher?
I would have him do both.
Yeah.
I want somebody that you're going to come out and see. And when he does pitch, it gives you, you know, an added bonus with something like that. I mean, I want to take advantage of that as long as I can. Because there are a lot of really good hitters and a lot of really good pitchers. But when you have a guy who does both, now you have the true unicorn in that sport. You are a must-see commodity on the road and certainly at home. Yes, Marv.
And also it helps if you're trying to sell tickets also.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
As an owner, the goal is really to make money, then winning probably secondary.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
Yeah, but he's 29 with two major elbow surgeries, or at least the second one is a procedure.
Yeah.
And now you're saying keep pitching. And what if he has a third elbow blowout of some type? And then, you know, if he can't hit for you or pitch for you, that's not a good way to make money. If, no. If he's just the best hitter in baseball, I might be okay with that for $400 million.
But if you have to then pay him commensurate to what it would be if he did pitch for you. Because he's going to go, well, you know, you want me to stop pitching, and therefore you're going to get me at a lesser price. But if I do pitch, then I'm worth $500 million. So it might be a unique way for a team to negotiate with Ohtani by saying, we don't want you to pitch anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you may be turned down, but 5 years from now, you might be like, whoa, we dodged a bullet.
James in Virginia. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Thursday, DP, Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. I got two comments and some breaking news, DP, some breaking news.
Hey.
I took a little umbrage. We'll save it for the end. But I took a little umbrage yesterday, man, when you said Sam Howell is not a franchise quarterback. Man, this guy leads the league in passing yards, number four in touchdowns, and 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio. I think there's a little something there, 91 QBR. So I'll leave that at that, man.
Jameis Winston once led the NFL in passing yards.
He also led in interceptions as well, too, though. Now, there's a little caveat there. But I'll say this, too. Krappensburg State, I think y'all should do an ugly Christmas sweater. Ugly Christmas sweater for Krappensburg State. I think it would be very cool. And then, oh, breaking news, DP. Oh, my God, there's some breaking news. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It is official. Krappensburg State has announced the first annual Deuce in the Goose Bowl, and they have invited James Madison to play Krappensburg State, and people are already calling it the Battle of the Deuce.
All righty, James. There you go. Krappensburg State will face James Madison. Yeah. They finally get their bowl game. Yes, Paul.
He has a point about Sam Howell from Washington. I've watched a lot of him this year.
I like him. He's competitive.
Yes.
I just don't know if he's a franchise quarterback.
17 touchdowns, 9 picks. He leads the league in passing attempts and passing yardage, which is rarely a good thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford led the league in those categories a lot.
Plus, he's been sacked almost 50 times.
Yep, 47 sacks.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I liked him in college, but I just don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. Michael in Fresno. Hey, Mike.
I'm not in Fresno. Why are you saying that? I'm in Scottsdale. Fresno is not the best place in California.
Tyler wrote down that you were from Fresno, Michael. I'm not picking up.
I was going to ask him for a raise. Because he has good taste on who he answers to.
Michael in Scottsdale joins us. Hi, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm brain dead. I did 12 hours working in an ICU as a nurse, and I hope I get this over right. So here we go. Tyler said, my question was, what do people think is a game or a sport? Because the Olympics are coming up. Really, badminton, an Olympic sport? I don't think so.
Mike, you're coming from out of left field on this. Actually, maybe you are calling from Fresno. But thank you for the phone call. I don't know if I'm ready to talk about badminton as an Olympic sport.
Maybe we should be, though.
No, we should.
Have you considered that?
I have not considered that. No. I'll reconsider. Nope, still not talking about it.
It's like if it's there, it's like I'm just trying to find a vein here.
Yes.
But anyway, badminton as an Olympic sport. Gonna draw some blood here real quick.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what they're doing with the Olympics.
Was he in the ICU when he called here?
He just wrapped up a 12-hour shift. 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do have respect for that. Blake in New Orleans. Hi, Blake.
Hi. Can you imagine going to the hospital and Michael's your doctor? sorry, he threw me off there. But there are 41 bowl games, none of which amount to a hill of beans except for the playoff games. So in the spirit of the rule that Paulie read is to get the teams acclimated to, I guess, Division One. And what better way to do that than let them go and play in the Independence Bowl that no one cares about to fund their athletics program? I just don't see if that is, in fact, the spirit of the rule. The positive of letting them play in a bowl game far outweighs the positive of not letting them play in a bowl game. It would be like if, you know, Seton's soccer team gets promoted and they're not allowed to play in the Europa Cup or Champions League or any of the cups for 2 years. It doesn't make sense.
All right. Well, thank you, Blake. You have a hearing, then you listen, and I don't know what James Madison was saying, pleading their case that they're undefeated and they're the best team in their conference, and they're not going to play in the conference title game, and therefore they're not playing in a bowl game. Justin in Indiana. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Dan. Hey. First time I'm 6 foot, 210, dad bod.
Yeah.
I got a couple of things for you. First, you know, everybody's been talking about C.J. Stroud possibly winning the MVP. And if he wins the MVP, he obviously would be a shoo-in for Rookie of the Year. There's only been one other player in the NFL that's done that. Do you happen to know who that is?
We brought this up the other day. Was it Jim Brown who was Rookie of the Year and MVP?
Yep, 1957.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin. Yeah, I just, you know, having C.J. Stroud, at least in the conversation, I don't think he's going to win the MVP, but, you know, he deserves recognition for what he's doing. Yes, Mark?
Yeah, I think he deserves some third place, fourth place sure. MVP votes.
Sure, absolutely. I have no problem with that. Chops in Indiana. Hi, Chops. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, DP? Hey, so you guys had a poll question about fall weddings, and I've been to one besides my own last year, but this was back in 2015, and I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan. Got Fighting Irish tattooed over my chest.
Wow.
My friend's wedding was on October 15th, 2015, the Bush push. I will never go to another fall wedding again. I was so upset. It was horrible. But I will say this. If John Fisher is listening, please tell the team for all Oakland fans.
All right. Thank you, Chomps. By the way, the history, the tradition, the spectacle, the excitement, the passion, the drama, Notre Dame football Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. They play Wake Forest. Big showdown. Todd's daughter's school, Wake Forest.
Let's go in the triad.
Yeah. Paulie's got Notre Dame. Todd, you got Wake Forest.
Is that at Wake or at Notre Dame? I think it's at Notre Dame, right?
I think all of those, when it's on NBC,
I'm pretty sure it's South Bend.
Then it's a home game. You're the one that said it was at Wake Forest.
I know. I just want to say triad, but it's actually in Indiana.
You love that phrase.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, you know, it's located in the triad.
Battle in the triad when we come back. Yes. ACC Network.
Yeah, yes, Paul.
I love going to other areas of the country and you go to the triad's news leader. You know, you go to that area and it's the phrase that they use, the tri-state area's news leader.
Yeah, the triad. Live, local, late breaking.
The Valley's news leader.
Hey, when I was first coming up, I would have gone to any of those markets. I would local market. I would have been like, sign me up.
Did you get a news?
Yeah.
Did you get a job offer from anywhere very random where you maybe passed or something like far away, or you looked at a job that's far away from home when you got out of college?
No, I couldn't get a job.
But nothing like not even small radio.
No. Radio. You know, we were doing morning drive, and we were a successful morning drive. Radio station.
Hey, Schenectady, ticked off about your sports coverage? Dan Patrick, weekday morning.
Sheboygan's hottest rock
Thank
talk.
You, Tom.
Hey, there's people putting in work in those markets.
I would have gladly signed up.
Making careers.
Couldn't get a job.
That's it.
Couldn't get a job.
Yep.
But radio, I could get a job. About it, you know, face for radio. That was the problem.
Kalamazoo.
Yeah. I would have gone there. I tell my broadcasting students, just go where you can get on the air. You don't have to stay there forever. Put in 1 or 2 years. You may like it. Stay there longer. Get reps. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, but growing up here in Connecticut, obviously it's not a big market. I guess it's mid-major, I guess. But there's people that's been here my entire life. I grew up watching these people, and they might be somewhere else. It's like, hey, Connecticut's number one news leader right here.
Yeah, but Connecticut is not small because its proximity to Boston and New York, certainly New York, I don't think it's viewed as a small market.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But if you're coming from somewhere else, if you're from Boise, Idaho, like, oh, going to New York?
Kind of. On the outskirts.
Right. Connecticut?
Yeah.
Now, Connecticut is like a springboard to major markets.
Yeah.
That's you come here. You get your reps in, and it's usually the people who work in New York City that hire talent. They usually live in Connecticut and will see you, and that's where you make the jump.
Mm, okay.
That happens a lot.
Live, local, late breaking. Yeah. Yeah, yes, Marv.
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, oh, Gail King. But you know she's friends with Oprah, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, WFSB, Channel 3.
Yeah.
Gail King. But she's friends with Oprah.
But that's not nepotism, is it? Gail King and Oprah? That's just friends.
That's just taking your friend with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
My friend. All right, we'll take a break. Paul Feinbaum unleashes on Jim Harbaugh. He'll join us coming up next here. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Big hearing tomorrow, Michigan. See if they can get some legal help. Get Jim Harbaugh back on the sidelines. As long as he's there for the Ohio State game, I just wish that game would have been at Ohio State this year. You imagine Harbaugh walks out in Columbus? It'd be awesome. But Maryland and Michigan coming up this weekend. Paul Feinbaum, the voice of the SEC, Paul Feinbaum Show. And let's see, it's Georgia-Tennessee coming up this weekend. SEC Nation is live Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern. Paul, you're having too much fun. You are. There's too many topics, yeah. And you're having a field day here. Would the Jim Harbaugh situation happen in the SEC?
No. And part of the reason, Dan, is that the SEC doesn't do everything right, but they do keep things pretty buttoned down. And this blew up about 13 years ago. There was, remember when Lane Kiffin, yes, that Lane Kiffin went to Tennessee, he immediately called out Urban Meyer for being a cheater, which was great theater. I know it even got to your studio. And it went on for a while, and it turned out that he was wrong. So anyway, move the calendar up. We're now in May at the SEC spring meetings in Destin, and there's this room at the time, I think there were 12 SEC head coaches and the commissioner, Mike Slide. The guy, Mike, was, you know, intellectual, law lawyer, 5'9", 139 pounds. Kind of, I think I was describing myself there. And they're in the room, and Kiffin and Urban start going at it. And finally, Slibe just slammed his fist through the table, and Lane interrupted, and he said, "Effing shut up, Lane." And the room went quiet, and I'm told reliably that Nick Saban and Urban Meyer had the biggest grins in the room. And that was it. He said, "We're not doing this anymore." He said, "If you got a problem, you call me. You don't go public." And interestingly, Dan, there's been a lot of accusations privately, and I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying this is the way it has been. The SEC buttoned down and no longer was a civil war, just like what we're seeing in the Big Ten.
Okay. But we had this moment. What was it last year, the year before, with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, and I know where the bodies are buried, and mm-hmm. but it died.
It died because it got the commissioner buttoned it down and said enough. And by the way, who won that battle between Saban and Jimbo Fisher?
But no reporters really followed up.
No, and I'm not advocating that. You know my background. That drives me crazy. But it's almost the new normal. And I'm not suggesting, before anybody jumps to too many conclusions, that cheating is tolerated. It's they just deal with it in a different way. And I think even the Big Ten has done that. Most conferences do that. That's why this is such an outlier. And the antagonism from Michigan toward Tony Petitti last week was really surprising and shocking. And I know everybody's joking. What if Petitti has to give the trophy in 2 weeks to Harbaugh? I mean, you've been there. You've done the trophy celebrations at the Super Bowl when there was animus toward Roger Goodell and others. And it's just it's amazing, especially when you look at the university president at Michigan, Santo Ono, who's fairly new on the job. And I fully expect next Saturday him to, lead the team out of the tunnel, waving pom-poms with some of the comments that he's been making.
What do you expect to happen tomorrow at this hearing with Harbaugh?
I think if you use practical legal knowledge, they won't give it. But then again, if this was in Tuscaloosa, if this was in Columbus, Ohio, would it be granted? Yes, it would be.
You think so? If this was heard in Columbus, would Michigan?
No, if it had been Ryan Day in Columbus.
Oh,
and Nick Saban,
okay.
Yeah, no, please, no. I think the hometown nature, and I we all want to believe that judges are beyond reproach. But I don't know. I've been reading a lot about the Supreme Court lately that makes me wonder if they can't be influenced.
What bothers you the most about this cheating scandal?
Michigan fans. Because that's who I mean Harbaugh is Harbaugh. His press conference the other day was classic Jim Harbaugh. Didn't make any sense, a lot of non sequiturs, but that's who he is. But the fan reaction and some of the sycophants who have stood up for them, and I know a lot of people in the media business, are trying to put this as a Fox versus ESPN deal. Nobody's telling people at ESPN what to say. I can assure you of that. I don't know if you could say the same thing about what we hear on Fox. Are you connected to Fox before I get too deep into the,
just Brady, I don't have any, okay. I whatever you need to say, you say.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, it's comical to, to watch that Fox show on Saturday and to listen. I mean, to listen to Urban Meyer of all people shill for Michigan. That's beyond the pale.
Well, you have Desmond Howard on your roster.
Well, I'm going to
Say
how much I respect Desmond.
Of course you do. Of course.
What a fine teammate he is. But I did appreciate his legal advice the other day on GetUp. I thought that was very helpful for my law practice.
Harbaugh, they don't have the compass doesn't point towards them admitting anything. Like, they're a victim. They're America's team. Yeah. Due process. But it still feels like they did something wrong. They just don't want to be punished this way for doing something wrong.
Dan, they did something wrong. Whether Harbaugh ordered it or not, he's responsible. That's what the rule book says, whether you like the rules of the NCAA or not. And I don't. And, you know, I have friends who say, well, the NCAA is out to get them. But if you go back, if Jim Harbaugh had just agreed to dismiss whatever these allegations were during COVID, level two allegation, it would be over, but he wouldn't. I mean, Jim Harbaugh he's so recalcitrant. He just wouldn't admit to doing anything. I mean, he's one of those, we all know people like that from high school until right now that will never admit that they're wrong. And that's what gets him in trouble every time. And I think he, you know, whether the NCAA had an axe to grind or not, he pushed them to this point. But I think all these other coaches coming in, I hear from coaches, and they all believe, the ones I hear from, I should say, that Harbaugh gained not a slight advantage, but a significant advantage, and something should be done. And I frankly don't think a 3-game suspension is that big of a deal, even considering the weight of next week's game. I think if Petitti had turned his head, then it would have looked ridiculous. I applaud him for doing it. And whether it goes anywhere from here, it probably won't, because the NCAA is not really equipped any longer to do an investigation under 3 or 4 years.
If Michigan wins the national title, will you recognize them as national champs?
I will refuse to recognize Michigan as the national champs. I was taught that athletics should be an even playing field, and to me, they are not subscribing to that.
Do you have? Are you on the side of the NCAA or James Madison?
James Madison. I know that this sounds contradictory, but they're two different situations. With James Madison, why can't the president of the NCAA, Dan, Charlie Baker, everybody loves this guy. He's a governor of Massachusetts. Why can't he just say, listen, I don't care what you guys are saying down the hall. I am making an executive decision and allowing James Madison to compete in postseason. They've earned it. And some antiquated rule that should have been changed, I am simply throwing out. I mean, the NCAA did this in the Sandusky case. They literally did not follow any of their own rules.
Well, I'm wondering, James Madison is playing everybody in their conference. They're the best team in their conference.
Yeah.
They can't compete for the conference championship, and they're not bowl eligible. It's just, you're holding a hearing. Why hold a hearing if you're going to, you know, say you're going to say that this is the rule and we're not changing the rule?
Listen, I'm for rules, but there comes a point when you just can't be the headmaster in 1957 and suspend people because they looked at you the wrong way. You have to use common sense. That is not the case in Harbaugh, but it is the case in JMU. And it's just another example of why people hate the NCAA.
Was last week a good week for Texas A&M?
No, but I think it was necessary. And, you know, we're talking about $77 million. I mean, it was self-inflicted, but in fairness, and I know this will sound crazy, but the AD was not the AD that hired Jimbo. The AD that hired Jimbo, guess, was trying to hire Jimbo again. I mean, can you imagine if he'd gotten stuck with him twice to LSU? And A&M did not want to lose the momentum. And Dan, I know, everybody, you know, is working hard trying to make a living. But in Texas, $77 million is really not a lot of money. That's just a good day in the oil market. So they covered it.
Well, is this a big-time job? Is A&M a big-time job?
I think it can be. And I've been there so many times and I've seen it is set up perfectly. And I threw this out the other day and people scoffed. I thought a guy like Dabo Swinney would be perfect there. He's somewhat narrow minded. He fits the culture in terms of button down. He's been late to the portal. He's been late to NIL, but he's a good football coach. And he also has been to 6 playoffs and has won 2 national championships. It's not the same as bringing a beaten down Jimbo Fisher from Florida State. I mean, Dabo has some issues. I mean, he's frustrated because he doesn't have Trevor Lawrence and he doesn't have Deshaun Watson. But I think someone like that would work. I think that it's a very important selection, though. If they blow this, then where do they go?
And I mentioned this yesterday. If the analysts who are friends with Deion really care about Deion, they should stop putting him up for jobs because yeah. Now you have recruits who are backing away. You had 2 4-star recruits who, you know, pulled out with their commitment, reopen their recruitment here. Deion hasn't shown me anything this year that leads me to believe, okay, he's a great coach. He'll be able to run. Colorado was desperate. Deion put him on the map and made him relevant. But I gotta wait. Let me see a little bit here before we go. Man, we had him going to the Cowboys a couple of weeks ago.
Well, again, you know, I'm on some of their shows when Stephen A. Smith pops up and mentions that. And it's great. But Deion, first of all, he can't take his son. He can't take the best players because they can't just keep moving every year. You only have so many mulligans in your repertoire to get around. I think if he stays another year and shows improvement, then yeah, I do think he's a change agent, but not moving, after 1 year.
And if they only have 4 wins or 5 wins this year, could you see a bowl? I mean, they're still must see TV, I would think, because of him and his son, and I know the Pac-12 has a rule that you have at least 6 wins, but could you see somebody going, nope, we're bringing in Colorado. How about Colorado versus James Madison?
Yeah, I think, by the way, you can get in with 5, Dan. The APR, that's about your aptitude and your GPA or whatever. If your bowl allotments are deficient, and they, I don't know whether they are or not in that league, they'll be somewhere that they could conceivably get into a bowl. And I think they should. I think that's
at 4 wins, though. 4 wins, could they?
I think they'll need. they're in a pool. They'll need to have 5, otherwise okay. They can qualify.
Colorado, JMU. What do you think?
I like it. And you know, maybe we can get Ric Flair to do the game out.
Sure. Yeah. Woo! Okay. I want you to bet on Harbaugh's status when they run out of the tunnel. Where's Jim Harbaugh on Saturday?
I don't think he's going to be there. If what I learned about law growing up in my 7th grade civics class comes true.
What about him coming out of the tunnel against Ohio State?
Yeah, no, I think tomorrow is the whole ball of wax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think you can come back if the judge agrees to it, then he's free. But if he says no, then I don't think he can do it. So if Harbaugh doesn't, if he's not able to coach, does ESPN ask him to be the celebrity guest picker on game day?
Wow. You should have saved that one for your show.
Well, no, this show is much bigger than anything I do in the afternoon.
Safe travels. Great to talk to you again, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Always a pleasure.
Paul Feinbaum, ESPN radio host, the Paul Feinbaum Show, live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on SEC Network. He's fun. Yes, Paul.
What I love about Feinbaum is during this entire segment, I was both yelling at the screen and angry with him and clapping with some of the things he was saying. Yeah. That's him in a nutshell.
That's his job. Wait, you called him a nut?
Oh, a little bit of a nutshell.
A nutshell, yeah.
But he just thinks the playing field should be level and everyone should be.
Yeah.
Steve and I are screaming, what is he talking about? Yeah. And they're like, great line.
Dude, it was literally just like, this would never happen in the SEC because we all know everybody's cheating. We just don't say anything.
But it's level. Yeah. The playing field is level. Everybody knows everybody's cheating.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store tomorrow right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow. Man, that turkey tastes good. Tyler did a wonderful job. Backroom guys, everybody brought in food. You got it all. We have a Thanksgiving. It's a rehearsal for next Thursday when it really happens. But we're not working next Thursday, so I thought let's have Thanksgiving today and enjoy. Marvin?
Manja.
Yeah. who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody. Todd, you lead the league, and who can put the most food on one plate?
If you're really focused enough, you can make sure you get everything in there.
But you make it seem like you can't go back and have a second helping.
I know. I don't know if that was just growing up. You know, you had more kids in your family than me, but I had the older brother was a big guy.
Wait, it was you sister. And your mom and your sister?
My dad couldn't
brother.
Really put it away. My dad would eat like a whole large pizza
Wait,
by
you're
himself.
Saying this has to do with your childhood.
I'm going to blame my childhood, yeah. My dad could have easily eat 5-6 slices of pizza back when he was an athlete back in the day.
We didn't have 5 or 6 slices.
Yeah, I know. You had the one piece of bologna thing.
Yes.
Very thinly sliced piece of bologna.
God, my mom. If you missed out, she'd go, get an apple. she had no tolerance. Cooking for 6 kids. If you didn't get there on time, get an apple or raisins. I'd be like, I don't want that. Well, you were late. And the food ran out. And that, of course, is why I'm a hoarder. Ben in Indiana. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 5'10", and a soft 240.
Soft.
Yeah, I was. I want to say thank you. I listened to you guys' show from the day prior each day as I'm a traveling salesman. I was listening to it this morning on my way back into Indy, and heard you talking about your hoarding slash collectible.
Yeah.
And I myself am also a big collector, and I'm a huge IU basketball fan. I have a ton of like three or four signed Bob Knight balls. But my coolest piece, in my opinion, is I have a picture of the Miracle on Ice goal, and it's signed by every USA player on
nice.
That team.
Nice. All right. Good for you, Ben. Yeah. It's in the eye of the beholder, what you collect, why you collect. Joe in Arizona. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time, 6'3", 300. Just wanted to mention, earlier you guys had a caller calling about the Bush push, and I believe you said it was October 15, 2015. It was actually 2005, and the reason I know that is because it has to do with a guest you had on about 2 weeks ago. I played for Kalen DeBoer in college, and that was actually his first loss as a head coach at Sioux Falls that year to Morningside, now University. And second, I have a trivia question. Can you name the four MLB managers that have won multiple World Series, two or more, and have a overall winning percentage of less than 500.
Obviously.
Running out of time today.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a screeching halt there.
Talk about badminton in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess you can't then.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess you can't, Dan.
Yeah.
Cito Gaston.
I'm going to say yes to you for Cito Gaston. All right.
That was like one of those things like back in the day at ESPN. You can occasionally come up with an unbelievably specific stat.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, can you find out how many called strikes happened on a Tuesday between the years of 2005 and 2015?
Yeah.
Okay. When do you need that? Next segment?
I will say.
I don't know that we can come up with that. We would ask the ESPN stats department, be like, hey, Dan's looking for this. When do you need that? Like next week?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we were hoping before 4 o'clock.
I know. I would have these random questions.
What, dude?
I'm just wondering here. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. Jim Brown in 1957 ran for 1,163 yards after only 8 games. That was the record up to that point. Mm-hmm. Bill Russell, 1958, had 32 rebounds in the first half of a game. 1969, U.S. President Richard Nixon became the first president to attend a regular season game, Cowboys versus Redskins, 1969. And Roger Clemens in 1998 with the Blue Jays became the first pitcher to win 5 Cy Young Awards.
Mm. On this date, 1957, unranked Notre Dame beat Oklahoma, stopping their 47-game winning streak.
Over.
Oh, on this day in 2003... a 16-year-old made his debut for FC Barcelona. Lionel Messi! Oh!
Messi. He's going to be the best player.
We love Messi. He's so great.
I wish somehow he was listening to this when we did this.
And he'd be like, well, more people should act like that when they see me. Of course, everybody should.
It must be very strange to be him.
Messy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, like, I mean, people can't just speak normally, you know?
Well, when he shows up and goes to a restaurant in Miami, and it becomes like a mob. Yes, Marv?
Do you think he gets a ton of backhanded compliments because he's not that big and somebody sees him like, this is the best soccer player on earth? Like, oh, you're not as big as I thought. What? Totally. Get out of here.
Well, you might get, oh, you're not as tall as I thought you were. Maybe. Something like that. That's usually what I get. Oh, you're taller than I thought. Well, I'm sitting down in my career. Todd, what did you learn?
If Michigan wins the national championship, Paul Feinbaum will not recognize the Wolverines as champions.
Fall is the perfect time to protect your home. Right now, you can save up to 50% off a brand new Simply Safe home security system. 50% off right now. Fast Protect plan at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Gambling podcast will be up on the website. Make sure you take advantage of Dan's deals you have today and tomorrow. Go to danpatrick.com. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.